up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Yo, yalla, yalla, yo, this is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! So right now, we're at Sidebar.
Shout out to Sidebar.
Big up to all the people at Sidebar for opening the doors for us. Sidebar is, what is this, considered Midtown of Miami or downtown?
Nah, this is Brickell area. Yeah.
Brickell area. Big up to people at Sidebar.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week in hip-hop. We just heard the BET Awards just happened. And I heard my good friend, Fat Joe, has won Song of the Year. Let's make some noise for Fat Joe. Also, I want to tell the Drink Champs Army I failed.
When did you fail?
Recently.
Oh,
we
Kanye?
Told Kanye West.
Yeah,
concert.
What happened with that, man? Can you give me the... You went, you didn't tell me anything.
And, well, I seen Kanye walking
by you?
I was in the family room. Kourtney Kardashian was there. Kourtney Kardashian was there. Fat Joe, I witnessed Fat Joe guest, both our wives as well, and Fat Joe's son, right. Ryan, too, as well. And Kanye walked by. He seen his wife. He grabbed his wife, walked her all the way up to me, and was like, this is who we named our daughter after.
Oh, word?
And
nice.
After that, like... This is nothing I could actually ask. Like, how do you ask somebody for
to how get do you respond your, to that?
Yeah, and I think I actually did say I need you on a podcast, and he looked at me like, "What the fuck is a podcast?" So, but you know, usually I'm good at my job. You know, usually I have this great speeches down packed that I'm gonna say to the artist when I see them, and the speech went out the window once he named. He said he named his daughter. Like, I always thought it was a joke.
You got stuck.
I always thought it was
you
a
got
joke.
Stuck.
It was befuddled.
And I was very, very, very befuddled. So I always thought it was a joke that he was like, you know, he kept it going. But, you know, to see that it wasn't a joke and that he was dead serious and introduced his wife to my wife and introduced himself to my wife, it was just a total
That's a beautiful thing, man.
It was an awesome moment for me. I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask for nothing. I just kept it moving. Close that door, please. And so I want to big that up. I also want to big up A-Track. You know, they invited me out to Fool's Gold. I got to hang out with Joey Badass, Kirk Knight. Static Selector, who is also a Drink Champ.
Shout out to Static Selector.
And you know, I got some interesting news from Busta Rhymes, but you know, we'll get into that right now. Let's get into that. Let's play what's going on with Busta Rhymes right now. Hello.
What up, bro?
What's going on, Busta? Bus, you live on the Drink Champs podcast, my brother.
I can't even believe this shit, nigga.
Yo, first off, we want to say congratulations on that big, epic move.
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. Being up to the whole epic family. Kelly Reed, Sylvia Rome. You know what I mean? It's another journey in a Busta Rhymes history book, you feel me?
Absolutely. Congratulations. But we here...
Wait. Congratulations to the number one fucking realest motherfucker in the world called N-O-R-E with the number one fucking podcast.
Woo!
EFN. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you, brother.
Let me just say this, though.
Yes, sir.
Nori, I ain't gonna lie. You've been trailblazing this shit. Like, you really figured it out a while ago. You know me and you. We speak every other day, damn near. Every
Facts.
Day. You're one of my closest friends in the entire world. We just talking about music industry homies in the world. You're my brother.
Thank you.
But I remember the moment, my nigga, way before the podcast shit, he used to call me on the phone and be like, my nigga, I'm going to the Breakfast Club. I'm going to go light shit up real quick. I'm going to go to High 97 in the morning. I'm coming to New York and I'm going to light shit up this week, bus. Watch.
Right.
And I would watch you do this shit. And you know me, I don't fuck with some of the morning show niggas who serve me because you already know why.
Yes, sir.
We'll get into that when I do the interview, when I come to the interview, literally.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But overall, I'm proud of you because you had a vision, you had a plan, and the most important shit about both of those is you executed the shit phenomenally well and amazingly successfully.
Thank you, my brother.
Incredible. And this shit is beautiful. I just watch when you plant a seed or some shit, then it blossoms into a fucking amazing forest, my nigga, because, you know, I already talked and you about other future plans you got going on. You about to turn this podcast shit into a whole other conglomerate, pun intended.
Exactly. Yo, Bus, you know we doing the Drink Champs Awards, the official Drink Champs Award, January 2nd in Miami. So we gonna need you a part of that.
Oh my God, this nigga is crazy.
We giving Bogey of the Year Award. I might have to put you in Bogey of the Year Award. It's me, you, Joe Buttons, Mac Miller, Bogey of the Year Award. I'm gonna let you know I'm trying to win. You know what I'm saying?
For real,
we ain't playing. No awards give me
drunk facts.
No award show has been inviting me, so I'm starting our own shit. That's the way we do it, boss. Word up.
Yo, congrats, my nigga. But you have to show me better than you can tell me. And I still think you're joking, nigga.
Nah, I'm dead serious. But Bust, we heard you got another announcement, another major piece to the conglomerate, one of the best, the Floyd Mayweathers of battle rap. I want you to announce that real quick on Drink Champs.
All right, well, first and foremost, I don't like to put that battle rap shit on them because I've been blessed and been honored with being able to see so much more incredible dynamics with this artist that if I didn't get to see that and if I wasn't privileged to being able to be around that experience for like the last year or two, we wouldn't be making this announcement right now. But first and foremost, I'm honored to make this announcement first on Drink Champs. And to be honest with you, the bro just officially signed that paperwork in the ink got dry in the lobby in a fucking hotel out here where we staying at in ATL for this BET Hip Hop Awards weekend. Alright?
Yes, sir.
So, congratulations to the bro Murder Mook for officially becoming a part of this ever-growing and expanding and evolving conglomerate fucking family.
Woo!
And it is an honor to say that what we are getting ready to display with this motherfucker, it's gonna put a lot of shit in proper perspective for niggas that just like to say, you know, he a battle rap nigga. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, Nori, you're right. He is the Floyd Mayweather of the battle rap
shit. That's a fact.
Can't never discredit that. That nigga worked hard at that. He hurt that. That's what made me fall in love with the nigga and become a fan of him. But what I've become more of a fan of is this shit that we getting ready to share with niggas, because he getting ready to smack the genetic makeup out of a lot of motherfuckers with just what it is to be a great overall well-rounded package artist outside of battle rap shit. Like, all the ingredients that it take to make a motherfucker a superstar, bro never got an opportunity to be provided with a platform to display that shit. And I just feel honored to be the one blessed and put in position with just everything that I got going on and the momentum and the success and the strength that we fucking feel like we got out here and that we actually do have out here to provide a platform like that for Murder Mook. I also want to say, you know, we also recently signed and added another new addition to the conglomerate family. And bro go by the name of Aaron Cooks. He's from Syracuse, New York.
Lord Jamal managed him, right? Correct?
Lord Jamal managed the young God.
Peace to the God. Word. Go ahead.
So, you know, we growing, bro. We growing. And
I also want to congratulate you on the OT Genesis success as well. You out there doing, moving like a mogul out there, my brother. Word up.
Nah, good looking, bro. I appreciate it. Congratulations.
And I also want to congratulate you on that movie, The Dance King of the Dance Hall. We've been seeing the promotions out there with you and Nick Cannon and all that.
Oh, man.
Major chess piece moves, my nigga. We seeing you.
Yo, my nigga, good looking, big homie. I ain't gonna lie. Yep. A lot of amazing shit been going on. The King of the Dance Hall movie got me, Nick Cannon, Whoopi Goldberg, Louis Gossett Jr. We just premiered that at the Toronto Film Festival last weekend. We're gonna be doing all of the film festivals, Sundance, Tribeca Film Festival. So we get that motherfucking Oscar nod that we looking for.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Yo, thank you so much. We got about to get into this mystical interview, man. We heard the news, so we had to get you on that line, my brother.
And we need you over here on Drink Champs.
Yeah, he gonna come out October. October, he out here.
I'm saying it on the record. coming in to drink champs.
Yes, sir.
We're going to light a few dynamite sticks. We're going to pull a few we're going to pull a few triggers off them grenades and shit. Yes. We're going to get into some shit and tap into some shit that we ain't never tapped into in my whole 25 years of fucking with this rap shit. So
yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, like I told Nori, the way y'all niggas been making these movies with these amazing interviews,
yes, sir.
You know me, I like to respectfully compete. I'm coming up.
That's right. Respect, Rude Boy. Respect. Make some noise for Busta Bus right now. Yo, Bus, I'm going to hit you later, my brother. Thank you so much.
Love, family. Salute.
All right, one love. Peace.
He even had his own Elliot Wilson train.
Word. And no, Elliot Wilson was prepared. So, also, before we get into this new episode, I want to just big up the fact that DMX has been on his Bad Boy tour, and he hasn't missed one date. Mm. And as a friend...
Wait, we got to make noise for that.
You got to make some noise.
Make some noise for that.
You know, they blow up the fact that DMX doesn't come to these shows, and they blow up the fact when DMX does, you know, some negative things. Right. I want to blow up the fact that
the positive
he's been
shit.
There every night for the prayer, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
The prayer goes on before
the show, and as you can see, you know, people are asking DMX to pray. Sometimes Kirk Franklin is praying. Big up Puff also has been telling me to talk about the tour. The tour is out there being a success, so big them up wherever state they're at right now. I know they did Cincinnati. I know they did Miami. So big them up, you know what I mean?
We have some news with Puff coming soon.
Coming soon. We're going to have some news with Puff. And also the Cannabis All-Stars. Cannabis All-Stars is supposed to start October 15th. I'm trying to move that date back to like October 19th or 20th. Come on, Jordan. If you're out there in Rhode Island, you know, because we got the Revolt Music Weekend happening the 14th, RMC. 15th, and 16th. And I don't want these dates to conflict. So I figured, Jordan, you know, I'm at the Cannabis All-Stars every year out in Rhode Island. So I figured instead of me calling you and asking you, I hopefully, you know, the people out there will tell you, Jordan, move your fucking date. All right, because I want to do both. I want to do the Revolt Music Weekend, which is October 14th, 15th, and 16th. And I also want to do the Cannabis All-Stars. So on that note, EFN, you got anything to big up or talk about?
Nah, I mean, you went to the Coming Home Vietnam premiere. What did
Coming
you
Home Vietnam premiere. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
You also... I'll bring tears to my eyes because, like, you know, my father was my hero, and I don't know as much information about my father, but it inspired me to actually do something like that, or, like, you know, go see where my father's, where did he live in Puerto Rico, and, you know, things like that. But you big you up coming home.
It's going to be on Revolt
Vietnam.
Soon.
It's on Revolt already.
Yeah. No, it's not yet. It's going to be on
what I mean is the deal is done. So you don't have an airing date yet.
No. But okay, it'll be soon.
Stick with us. We got the airing date. EFN got that Colombian white. We're also, you know, putting together our own version of Tiger Bone, because a lot of people have been requesting Tiger Bone. Mm-hmm. So we're going to Chinatown and Wicca Waka Bing Bong.
What are we going to call it? Tiger Moan?
Tigre. Tigre. We're going to try to get our own version of Tiger Bone. We got Mystical coming today. And
we got Shout Out 89.
Shout Out 89, yes. We're not at 89 today, but
shout
them
out, go get the gear, go get the cups.
That's right. Go get that. And also, big up where we at right now. Sidebar.
Shout out to my homie Raul,
all the good people here. And this is our second New Orleans guest, and both our only two New Orleans guests, and they both came late. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn it. Goddamn it.
The Big Izzy is late.
Goddamn it. So is he here?
No, I'm coming.
He coming, okay. So we're waiting on Mystical. So we'll be right back, man. Let's get into some commercials or some shit. Boom.
We sober.
Yes.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
Hey, Hank Sangria, hope you're Savia. Yo, y'all, yo, y'all, y'all, yo. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! Right now, we have one of the legends. Woo. Like, you know, we do shows sometimes, and sometimes, you know, we think a person is a legend, and the fans will come, and they'll be like, oh, he ain't a legend. This is not going to happen
It's not going to happen.
He's a 100% solid legend. Been in the game for years. Looked the same. He found the fountain of youth. Somewhere, he found the fountain of youth. He's still out here doing it.
I'm talking about one of the only people that had super success on a certain label and went to like
what and before was, the labels too on his own
stuff. On his own, doing his thing. A New Orleans legend.
Yeah. He's before that was cool. Before it was cool, you was already New Orleans.
He's a staple. And not only that, he is the energy god. I seen him perform the other day. It was a blessing. Because I was trying to, when I figured out he was here, I was trying to say, should we do it after his performance? And by the grace of God, God sent me yesterday to perform with A-Track. And A-Track told me he's bringing his brother out. Mm. And I had to sit there in the crowd and just become a 100% fan again. Oh, like, man. He's one of the first people that we were playing in New York City, like from the South. Mm. Like, his energy was just so crazy. And to see him perform yesterday and his energy still be the same, we gotta salute this man. Right now, we got Mystical in the motherfucking building. Now, the only other New Orleans artist we had on here was Currency.
Yep.
And he came late, too. He came late, too. Gangsta. So that's gangster. Keeping New Orleans tradition going. Right? So,
it's the laid back.
So, when we started to get to him about him being signed to No Limit, like, he don't got the stories you got because you was a star on No Limit. I remember at one point, like, you know how they would say Def Jam and they would say Method Man. Like, at one point, when you named a star from No Limit, it was hands down you.
Wow.
How did that? What year was you signed to No Limit, first off?
97.
Yeah,
wait, first of all, the intro, bro. Come on, bro. That's, listen, a legendary. No, that's coming from a legend.
That's what validated.
That's what make it official right there.
That's
bro.
Right. That's
from,
right.
You know, because it take one to know one.
That's right. That's
believe
right.
That.
That's
you
right.
Heard?
That's
so
right.
Appreciate that. Intro,
nah,
bro.
Love, my
thank
brother,
you,
love.
Right back
true.
At you.
Yo,
yeah.
Open a bottle. Or you ain't no champagne opener. Can you pass me the champagne? Yeah, I don't want you to make a mess out here.
Answer the question, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like I was doing my job, bro. That's my job. Show up.
Because at one point, yo, I'm gonna be honest. Y'all was like the strong, like that tank meant something. Like y'all was
that movement.
Like,
yeah,
I remember seeing y'all like 85 deep, like
right.
before, like
100,
like
I'm gonna be easy 100, yeah, 100
for real.
Deep,
like
yeah,
and
for real.
And so like how was that era? Like
man, I was listen, bro. I was traveling with Master P was it got to be similar to how if. President Obama squad felt rolling with him.
For real, bro.
It was like
right.
helicopters and police chases and explosions and, you know, for real, bro.
You know this ain't nothing spilled, right? That's a real champagne, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Gangsta
real champagne, nigga. You know,
but before No Limit, you was already doing stuff before
right,
No Limit.
Right, right.
How many years
solo.
Before that were you doing it?
Well, I started professionally in 94.
When you had the boot camp
right,
that you had.
Right, right.
Did you guys ever talk with Duck Down and did that ever get resolved? I know there was a little, like...
I didn't know him. I wasn't too.
But you were in the military, and that's where you were coming from. With
listen,
that.
When I exactly, but that, I, when I joined the boot camp, click that name was already established.
Right,
so I didn't have nothing to do with the fucking creating
right,
the
right,
name
right,
and
right.
all that.
Mm.
Yeah, but since I was like one of the coldest, I got the charge.
It was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Now you speak about the military because you was in the military, right?
Right. Yeah.
Army. Okay.
Yeah, Desert Storm. Yeah.
Desert Storm. Charlie was in the military.
Colin Kaepernick, right now. Like he's taking a stand. Like where do you stand? Because you was in the military. So how do you feel about that?
As far as what?
Like, cause he know when was it the Pledge of Allegiance?
Right.
Is happening. He's taking one knee.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's saying that he doesn't want to do that until like black lives matter, like black justice
right,
is.
Right.
How do you feel like that as a person in the military?
I'm a veteran, so I'm definitely gonna be patriotic.
Cool, let's make some noise for a veteran. Right. God damn it. You said you were a veteran, go ahead.
Yeah. When that motherfucker come, I'm putting my hand on my left heart. You know what I'm
right,
talking about? I went out
right.
there, you know, ready to ride out by this bullshit.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
But does it bother you that he does that?
Uh-uh.
Because in a sense,
man. Yeah,
it's,
have,
you know, supposedly the soldiers fight for his right to do that as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So, you know, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from, you know.
Now, when you came out the Army, was there like the what happens when you come out the Army, like...
Like, shit,
you got honorable discharge, right?
Yeah. When I left the Army, I was ready to be a rapper. You know, I felt like the Army was holding me back.
Wow, you was rapping in the Army?
Fucking right, one of the coldest.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Put that uniform on.
Oh, shit.
I was ready to battle whoever.
Right.
Yeah. From
oh,
wherever.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh
bro.
Shit.
You know,
so,
been a student and a fan of the game, bro. The hip hop game, seriously.
So what year you got out the Army?
That was 94.
So you come home and you already rapping. So you did this, your independent stuff was on your own.
I was rapping prior to the Army. What happened was, as soon as I left to go enlist in the Army, because rap was more like a hobby at that time, especially coming from New Orleans. Yeah, where y'all was at, if you ain't from New York and up that way.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do my thing, and, you know, showing that shit, we capable of doing that too. We get down too, goddamn.
Now, when you met Master P, was he already big? Like
he was on his way.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't miss him. You know, if the city bus passed by, I was gonna be wrapped in the fucking some No Limit shit.
Get out of here.
No, you get out of here. Like, how the fuck did you do that, P? Like, for real. Like, really,
a people? City bus.
Yes.
Get
like,
the
how the
fuck, out
fuck
of
did
that's
you do
crazy.
That? Every billboard, everywhere you look, was Master P. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
And how's your relationship now? Y'all still cool?
Fucking right.
Okay. And then
respect.
So we always heard that there was like No Limit, Cash Money drama.
It was. Competition.
It's for different projects. Was it just what project
New
you from?
New Orleans. I'm from Uptown.
Uptown.
I live right around the corner from the project. So
that's Baby in them. Ain't Baby in them
just
from Uptown?
The corner. Yeah, Baby from Uptown too.
So you knew Baby in them too.
Fucking right.
Wow. New Orleans. Y'all have a lot.
It had to be in a small scene there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, New Orleans.
Like y'all knew each other. Whoever was doing stuff.
Exactly.
Right. And now, so okay. So Master P was already on his way.
Right.
And then he steps to you.
He said, what did he say? He said, man, I was watching your career. I'm watching you as an artist. Now I'm trying to build my brand as a company. And I see you building your brand as an artist. We need to put this shit together and, you know, let's do our thing. Because he hired me for the Bout It Bout It soundtrack.
Right.
He wanted me in the movie, but I didn't get a chance to, you know, get in the movie. But I did make that soundtrack. And once I got to the studio to record that soundtrack, I never left.
Yeah. Never left.
I ain't want to leave. Yeah.
Now, was it true that, like, No Limit had, like, one office with, like, one worker in there? It was like one or two workers.
That shit was like incredible. I remember.
Man, y'all started $300 million.
I remember
Busta Rhyme
coming to the studio saying, yo, when we going to the studio, what are we recording? Like, this is it? Like, you hear me? Like, you y'all through all that shit here?
No overhead.
Yeah, that's crazy. Busta Rhymes just called it earlier.
Shit here? Yeah, that's my brother, man. That's,
yeah.
Whoa,
yo, listen, you y'all, like that. All right, we have the Death Row era. We have the Bad Boy era.
Big fan of both of those.
And now we kind of like still having the Cash Money era, but true. I can't compare what No Limit did. I remember I was in Vegas, right? And Leon Cohn said, I just seen the illest thing in the world. And I said, what's that? He said, I just seen 150 dudes just walk through the hotel. Yeah. And I said, I got 150 dudes when he walked through. He said, but all of them had on a Rolex. I said, nah, we ain't all got Rolexes. We ain't all got Rolexes. Let's make some noise. Somewhere he sees y'all walking through 100 and
he understood understood
everybody had Rolex. Like,
he understood the power of having a real team and a squad with you, you know. But I was dolo my whole life. Fuck it, I'm out there by myself. Fuck it, who on it, you know? But he was like, you know, at some point, you know, you're gonna need that squad with you, bro. You know, it's
and it was
gonna
a serious
need that team.
Presence.
Yeah, it was, and it made a difference. It makes a difference.
Now, how do you get your energy? Because I feel like I got energy, but I can't fuck with you or Busta. Or DMX.
M.O.P.?
Like, by the way, I want to do a record with me, Mystical, Busta, and DMX on my
that's
album.
Like,
and call it Energy. I'm going to use steroids for that week.
Take a ginger
just
shot.
Just for that week.
Take a ginger
just
shot.
Just for that week. I'm going to take ginger shots and man, steroids just so I can get.
The music.
The music brings it out you.
Fucking right.
But because,
man,
like, you be on tracks with people and you still, like, was that like a method to, to stand out?
No, that's just where I was.
Wow.
That's where I was, man.
Wow.
You know, and to stand out, no, that shit just was like side effect of it.
Right.
Like, wow.
The man right there. I'm sorry, it just came out of me. Sorry.
Was that flow inspired by, like, something inspired you to have that flow?
When I first started the game, I prototyped myself behind LL Cool J.
Oh,
you know, my first album was rhyme, singing, and portraying,
Something
else I'm slinging, you know, LL, man.
It always starts that way, and then how did you develop it to your own?
I just evolved into that shit, into it. They had LL. They ain't need no fucking two LL. You
know, but your energy is still like that, because yesterday I see you walk out on stage and he's calm as hell.
And then that move, bitch.
I told you, the beat,
get
the music,
out of the way. As soon as that shit came
the
on,
music,
it was
the
like
music,
you transfer.
The music.
The music speaks to you
every,
like
every
that.
Every single time that come out, I could be at home by right. my fucking self. That's how I'm going to be acting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, nobody got to see this shit. Like sometimes when my show's not super packed as they should be, I'm like, I ain't tripping, y'all. I'm finna, y'all finna get this fucking show, and I'm going to be sweating and musty when I leave this bitch, because I'll do it at home by myself in the mirror with a brush.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even need a real mic. Right. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
So now, can what would let's get into the Cash Money, because I believe you left Cash Money as well, correct?
Yep.
So
amicably, yes.
Amicably,
yes,
okay. Yes, yes. So what happened with that? Like,
I think it wasn't.
How did you even get on Cash Money?
Mutual respect, baby, and I had respect. Even when I was on No Limit, he used to hit me up, man. What's that? We were gonna sit down.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm already sitting down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's just, you know, just respect.
Right.
And you know, the funny thing, when I came home, for them to, you know, help me keep this shit moving.
Wow.
You know, that
so
shit
it, meant
a
so lot. When you came home, that was the first people?
That was one of the first calls. Yeah, I was like, now when I left, I was like, man, you gotta hold this, keep holding that shit down and stay in that spot when I come back. And that's what he did.
Wow.
Seriously. Like, for real, he did that shit.
So I'm gonna start naming a couple of names from New Orleans, and I want you to tell me what you think of them.
Okay.
Okay, Juvenile.
Like myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he like my counterpart.
Wow.
Yeah, we like a real, like in concerts, 1-2 punch, I don't know, from New Orleans, I don't know.
That's like a nice line.
Besides Wayne,
besides Wayne,
like that, yeah.
Okay, okay, Manny Fresh.
Same thing, same thing. He's like my DJ KLC, he's like the one that did all those tracks.
That's who did all those, bitch.
Make him say, you know, all that hard driving shit.
Make him say,
Manny Fresh is exactly that. It's the same thing.
Was he supposed to do an album together?
He's the KLC, what KLC was, No Limit, he was there to Cash Money.
And what was he supposed to do an album together at one point?
Yeah, that, especially when I got over there, it was too much.
It was too much, too early.
Too
but
much.
Did y'all record some records?
We did.
Oh, okay. So,
but see, listen, coming home, man, I was in the fucking 6-year time lapse. I was culture shock. Yeah, everything was fucked up. I told you I was looking like that pimp from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker when I came home. I was not on it. Yes, I was on at Walmart. Y'all got swag in here.
Right.
I don't like that mystical. All right, well, fuck that. I'm gonna get it together. And eventually, I looked around and seen what it was. I came on shooting live rounds, I just wasn't hitting the target.
Okay.
I didn't know who the fuck I was talking to, what they was talking to. And
he's preaching right now.
Nah, I love this.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So, okay, another name. Soulja Slim.
Rest in peace. Say, bro. Yeah, he missed. He missed. A game changer.
Right, yeah.
Game changer, for real.
Okay, I'm gonna give you one more name.
Here we go.
C Murder.
Yeah.
Come your ass home, Steve. Free C Murder.
Free C Murder. Free C Murder.
He
did a lot on the street.
Dude was a fucking comedian. Bro.
Yeah. He was a funny nigga.
Funny
ass
dude, bro.
And he really had an apartment in the hood. Like, he
in real life, yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, he was really fucked up. Yeah, see, fucked up. Yeah, my dude. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm trying to go see him.
Right.
Him and one of my other partners up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, without making too much noise up there.
Yeah. And then, just to describe, like, New Orleans, because y'all got the... Y'all are only, like, one of the only states that are above seawater, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Below
seawater.
Yeah,
okay.
They got the levees.
So y'all mausoleums where people die is actually above. So it's like the most scariest thing in the world. Like, my first time in New Orleans, I've just seen dead people everywhere because the mausoleums is above ground, correct?
Right.
It's not like, you know how...
Yeah, that bitch up, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, just describe New Orleans, because...
We're a melting pot of everything that was dope. We just, you know, put it in the pot, stirred up, and when it came out, we put our own little whip on it, you know.
Right.
So...
And how about the difference?
We're inspired by, you know, all the dope shit.
Right.
And everything, because New York, California, you know, everything. Everything that was hot.
It's like you're in the middle, almost.
Yeah, we was into breakdancing real tough, and, you know, all the fans...
Mr. Cole's a breakdancer?
You fucking right.
Oh,
challenge.
Yeah. You know, I ain't
like,
gonna fry,
man. I think most rappers, man, come from all the things, all the trends, and all that was hip hop, man.
You know what was crazy for me? Because I kept going to New Orleans as a black rapper, and then when I did Spanish music, I started getting booked in New Orleans. I'm like, yo, ain't no Spanish people in New Orleans.
It was the beat.
No, but there were Spanish motherfuckers out there.
Fucking, that shit. Fuck with me. Woo. I can act like Mystical to that fucking beat.
Right.
My very next track recorded was with Pharrell from that. That's what inspired me.
That's right.
Let's make some noise for me inspiring niggas, goddammit. Now, what was your first... record with Pharrell? Shake Your Ass?
No. The first one was the fucking...
Danger! Junior.
It was on the Oliver Stone soundtrack. Any Given Sunday. Jump, jump. Yeah, it was like skateboard kid. That song. Yeah, jump.
But the first hit with Pharrell was Shake Ass. Yeah. How much pussy you got off that record? God damn it.
I changed my life. I'm going to church now.
Oh, okay.
I made that song. Laps around this globe with that motherfucker
Was women just coming up to you trying to shake their ass?
Fuck my game up, bro. Yeah. Nah, I can't practice my skills and my game. As soon as I show up, the pussy man, I'm ready. Can I work for the pussy man? Yeah, let me work for the pussy man. You fucking my skills. You crippling me, bitch. Yeah.
And that record is—it's like when it comes on, it's like brand new still.
Yeah,
it's just one of them songs, man. Good music is timeless, man. Right, you know, for real.
Right. Oh man.
Watching your concert yesterday. When that bitch come on, bro.
Salute, my
brother. Like the first time you heard that.
Oh, yeah, friend, you got Bacardi. You got Mr. Black.
Yeah,
Bacardi.
Black rapper.
Is it Tiger Bone time or we gotta wait?
Whatever.
All right. Y'all wanna wait for Tiger Bone?
What is that? So y'all know I just got out not too long ago. What's that?
Don't worry, it's in Chinese. If you ready right now, Mr. Cool, we going. Look at it, it's in Chinese.
Man,
it tells you it's good for you in Chinese.
You
gotta read it. Yo, man, let me just tell you something, man. I'm honored for you to be here because
likewise, bro.
You are so much of a legend. You are a guy who your sound is so unique that I don't think you will ever have a problem making a record or putting out a record or anything. There can never be another Mystical. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just keeping it 100 with you. There can never be another Mystical. And our whole purpose of our show is to give people the flowers while they can smell them. Like people give you flowers when you can't smell them.
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna give you trees when you can inhale them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So that's the whole purpose of our show is because our culture. Our legends, you know, in rock and roll, when you have 20 years in rock and roll, they praise you. You know what I'm saying? They do a Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well, you know, in our culture, we don't have that. So this is what we, you know, this is a blessing that you came by and you knew about the show because this is what we got to continue to do. And this is what me and my partner have been doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Salud. And we're going to continue to respect our legends. Yeah. And the man right here.
I'm sorry, man. That's how we do, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like,
so
for real, man.
So,
but it's gonna take things. Uh-huh. It's gonna take artists like you that's doing things like this to make those changes, bro.
Because our culture should be celebrated. You know what I'm saying?
But it's gonna take somebody that's respected.
Oh yeah, we're already doing.
That's a gangster. Yeah.
And we know we're already doing our own award shows right now. Drink Champ Award Show, January 2nd.
See.
We're gonna give. Over here on our award.
How you go from the Hall of Fame to the Drink Show?
We're giving out Cigarette of the Year. You know what I'm saying? We're giving out Ass Eater of the Year. Where's Eddie the Ass Eater? Eddie the Ass Eater. Listen, I'm putting Puff Daddy in your category, so I don't know if you're going to win. This is Eddie the Ass Eater.
I'm beating Puff Daddy all day.
Trick Daddy. So you're going against Puff Daddy this on January 2nd. How do you feel about that, Eddie the Ass Eater?
I'm taking him out.
You taking him out? Are you willing to eat ass on stage?
If Puffy willing to do the same thing.
But Puffy, look at Puffy girl. Like, he don't got to.
He might not be eating ass right.
Oh, okay. All right, Eddie the Ass Eater.
We just lost Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're a foul show.
They'll be eating the ass to please her. He gonna eat the ass for himself. Yeah, I'm good. It's for me, bitch. Yeah,
it's very true.
It's gonna be hard to beat.
He go to the bathroom, eat an ass, he wins.
Now, they say that New Orleans. Do you still live in New Orleans or no?
I'm in like Prairieville, like in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Yeah.
That's the rich place. Let's make some noise for it. Living in the rich place, goddammit. It sounds rich. So now, describe the food culture for New Orleans. Because
I can't lie to you.
That's some of the best food I ever had in New Orleans. Like, I never had a bad meal in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that shit ain't as healthy as it should be for you, but because it tastes too fucking good. Huh?
Right,
it
tastes too fucking good.
Just some good-ass good food, bro. Good food. We're definitely known for that, for real.
Now, all right, so your city goes to Katrina. How How was that?
I had to watch that from in prison. I was on my prison stand looking at that shit on television. Like, damn, I'm supposed to be in the little pissy water splashing with my people trying to help them.
Surfboarding, yeah.
For real.
So
I was supposed to be out there, you know, fucked up too.
But this wasn't your first hurricane, right? Did you go through a hurricane as a child?
Not like that.
But it wasn't even the hurricane so much as the levees just breaking is what fucked everything up.
That was a fucking powerful hurricane that came through.
It came through Florida first. We felt it too.
Right. So now, if it was spot enough to break levees,
You think that was a conspiracy?
Yeah, you don't believe in that and the levees being...
I look at the after effect. A lot of good came from it. There was a, you know, really pretty silver lining, you know what I'm saying, in that thing. Mm. A lot of people seeing opportunities that they never would have even thought about. Because they had to get the fuck. They had to leave.
Oh,
and they went found those opportunities. Yeah, they wasn't going nowhere. Yeah, I don't want to go nowhere. Fuck it, this is where I'm at. Then shit like that happened. Now your ass gotta go.
Yeah. That's life fucked around.
It got better for him.
Yeah,
man. A lot of the projects, did it wreck the projects?
Well, if it didn't, we did. You know what I'm saying? Projects out of here. We're gonna holler at your projects. Y'all did y'all thing. Yeah, for the giving up for the projects. Yeah.
Right. God damn.
Clean this shit up.
God damn.
Yeah, we fucking the murder rate up out here, man. Right. Yeah,
talk about the fucking. Yeah, it was nuts.
Now, if you could compare CEOs, because you know we love CEO talk.
For real.
You're one of the only people that was like a high level that actually dealt with No Limit and then dealt with Cash Money. Like, where would you rate Baby versus Master P?
They have a lot of similarities, but they're different in a lot of ways, too. Mm. You know, they both had that competitive edge, you know what I'm saying? And they have the personality and the character to do what they've done. I don't know if I could have done it.
What would you compare? Like, what would you say the pros and cons of being with P? The pros were being with both of them.
It was the hottest. Like when I came home, No Limit was the hot. I mean, Cash Money was the hottest shit. I'm like, well, what better way to get to the top than from the fucking top? They're right up there. Yeah, just cut me on. Right. You know what I'm saying? So.
And then P.
I watched him grind that shit from ground zero, from the mud. You know what I'm talking about, to build an empire. That shit was amazing. I know that man had about $20-30 million in the bank. His hair still was napping. I respected that. I was like, woo, that was gangster shit.
Okay, so
you
right now,
you know what I'm talking about.
Now, there's a $1 million deal for Mystical, and you have a choice. Go Cash Money or No Limit.
That's not fine. That's easy. I just did Cash Money. Just No Limit turn. No Limit turn.
Okay. Let's make some noise for No Limit. Master P, we need you on.
It would definitely be No Limit turn.
But I still would
be very open to talk to them, talk to Cash Money about what we're going. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, never close-minded.
What would happen if they would have united?
Too much, like, right. It inspired too many motherfuckers. They still had that opportunity to do that.
Right now.
Because they both changed the game. They both changed it.
Now, the writing on the wall for Master P writing, No Limit, babe. Yeah, they're saying, what you did was important, P. We need you, bro. Come on. Because that's what I hear all day. Come on, Mystical, bro. Fuck that. I'm ready to go try to help. When they act right. You know, I got it. You know, that's crazy. I got to put it out there right, though. Come on now. Don't play with it.
How was it doing that? Video.
Classic.
Y'all look like y'all had too much fun.
Listen, not just the videos. We did fucking movies, man.
But that video in particular. That was the basketball video, right?
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal came out to that video.
That was in New Orleans, or y'all was having
California?
Cali.
He did everything larger than life. You know, he definitely, you know, had looked at the big picture in a big way. You know?
Right. Yeah. Now, one of my favorite female artists is Mia X.
Because she's one of the hardest, bro. She's one of the dopest. For real.
How was it working with her?
I used to tell artists, listen, I know you're doing a feature and it's just a feature, but you jump on that fucking song with that girl and don't handle your business, she gonna cook you the grits for you, bitch. Yeah. She gonna fix your breakfast, bitch. Yeah, so handle your business.
Yeah, but it seems like you too. It seems like every time you got on the track, you try to murder everybody.
Because I thought about it like that.
You want to murder everybody.
Still, I want to compete.
So you telling me your style wasn't developed from trying to
I started off a battle rapper.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
For real.
Because your style is so unique.
Because I was a storyteller and then we was in the hallway battling, and dude just went, whoa, he went full belligerent on. You a bitch, you in the crowd. And I was trying to stick to lyrics in my little story. I was on a skateboard riding all that.
And he yelled at you, cussing our ass out.
Yeah, hailing us, you know. So it was, I'm like, oh, okay, that's where it's at.
Wow. Let's make some noise for that right there.
I ain't never lost again after that. Right. Bitch of that. Yeah, I was ready for the ass now.
Now, was you disappointed that you didn't get to put out a project on Cash Money?
A little bit. Let me see what the best one. Disillusioned. You know, that shit like.
I don't even know what that word means, but it sounds hard.
I was bewildered. I was confused.
Befuddled.
To describe a word like that, you gotta use another fucking word. I was fucked up. You know, I was discouraged.
And did you finish the album?
I was discouraged. Fucking right. Fucking right.
Fucking right. So where's the album?
I got it. I put it over there. That might name now was vintage because it came on. Still was vintage. It might have had a little dated sound to it.
Right.
You know. And then as the years progressed, and as you know, the more I was out here, I see.
So now, how do you feel about this Wayne and Baby situation? Because
they're gonna work it out.
And Jay Prince is in it.
Yeah. Because did you have discrepancies with P?
What you mean?
You had
fucking right. From an audience, that's an all day conflict.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's an all day conflict. We had the respect, you know, on top of all of that though. So the business always came out amped.
Because they was managing you too, right? They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely conflict of interest.
Yeah, that's a super conflict. I remember.
I'm with the company and the company manager is my manager too. Yeah, look out for me. Crazy. I can't.
Yeah,
you second.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you started off second.
I mean, not No Limit.
But it's still, you know what? I was second in that regard, but it still felt like I was first. Looking at the other rapper that wasn't in the position I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just appreciate it. We came with it. Fuck it. I take that L right there. Because I got this one.
I think it's Tiger Bone time. Let's open that up. The Chinese shit. Open it up. We want you to do the honors.
Watch something jump out the
window. No. You're good. This is the star of the show, by the way. Tiger Bone.
Right. Oh, this is a liquor. All right. Yeah. Sound like something to smoke.
Yeah. All right. But we're going to get into some mystical shit right now, baby.
It's Cobra Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Oh, shit. Stop.
God damn it, stop. All right, cool. I'm going to let y'all...
Don't fuck over me, too.
I'm going to let y'all cherry pick. Y'all take whichever shot y'all want.
I let the guest first?
Yes. Whichever shot you want.
I want the littlest one. I want that little bitty bitch. Where is that? Okay. Go down right there.
This is where the interview turns funky.
Here we go.
All right. Now, we got to show you how to do it, Mr. Cool. Eye to eye.
Boom.
Ah,
gotta buck out shit. Oh, yeah, that's
It went down wrong.
I tasted Tabasco sauce. Soy sauce.
Hey, twin, come on. You're wild, twin. It's not for everybody, twin. Relax.
Y'all was gone?
Yo, that one shot.
He wants some more.
I'm trying to get all that out of
there. Please, twin. You
want another one?
You want another one? You ready?
A little bit of biz, though. Come on, bro. Fuck. I got a show tonight, bro.
All right,
cool. Are you good?
I'm going to be facing the crowd tonight.
I can't let him take it by himself.
Oh, then we all got to fuck it. God damn it.
Let's do it. That's what
Tiny ass, you ready, twin?
I'm ready. Slime, where you at? E, where you at? Back to back Tiger Bone. That's crazy. That's the
first time you've been back to back, right?
What is it called?
Break. Tiger Bone. Yeah. Tiger Bone.
Tiger Bone.
Like bone. Like it's the tiger's bone.
Okay. I feel like I can rap like Mystical right now.
For real. Come in right there.
Where am I hitting at? Gotta chase.
So now,
Trace it.
So how did move, bitch? Get out the way. I heard that was your record.
Mm-hmm.
Ludacris heard it and then asked to buy it from you.
I went over my head.
Right.
My management or somebody was like, nah, he don't want that track. He spoke for me. He misspoke for me, in other words.
Wow. Yeah. So that was your track?
That was my song. You were like, nah, Miska don't want that shit. Miska had never heard it.
Oh, shit. You must have
Wait. You did it and never heard it?
No. The track, KLC recorded the track.
Oh.
With me in mind. But I never heard it. It just never got to me.
And he gave it to Ludacris?
It got to Ludacris first. Ludacris just so happened to came through. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I heard the story wrong. I heard that was your record, and then sold it to Ludacris. But no, the beat was yours.
Yeah, it was intended for me first. It was supposed to be mine, but it never got to me for whatever reason.
Yo, was you mad about that? I'd be mad about
that. I was on that bitch. It still felt like my record.
It still works.
That bitch to this day.
You know what record I had? Jigga, that's it. It was going Nori, that fucking Nori. They played it for me. I was like, that shit is piece of shit. And then Jay-Z got it. I was like, oh, fucked up.
It's
that Tiger Bone working. Let's make some noise, goddamn.
Well, don't touch your hand, not for you, pimp.
What was your favorite feature? You did 200.
That's one of them. That's fucking one of them.
Besides that.
shit, man, I got some good ones. With 8-Ball, MJG. Big up 8-Ball. Psycho Drama. Yeah, that shit was smooth, dope. Ooh, Busta, of course. Man, Busta. I came home, Busta pulled up like days after I made it back home out of this little 6-year stint on a tour bus with spinning wheels. I was scratching my fucking head. What the fuck? Like, yo, nigga, let's get it. I was waiting. I'm like, yeah, Busta serious with that shit.
We pick up the bus.
We had him on the show.
Call in early.
Incredible fucking energy. That shit like electricity and water. They don't supposed to be in the studio at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Shit just was like ugly, bro.
Now, who's your favorite producer to work with?
If Harris, it don't matter. It don't matter. But like lately,
you gotta have a favorite.
KLC, that's
KLC.
It's more than my favorite. That nigga is. He the favorite too. But he like that's the meat and potatoes of my album. That'd be always be the meat and potatoes. The shit that I really want to do and get off my chest. He gonna have something to do with it. Now everything else, I'm trying to catch this market or capture that market. But like me and the essence is KL.
Okay.
Yeah, and who's the producer you wish you would have worked with?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Dr. Dre.
We all he on everybody wish.
Timbuk motherfucking Lund. Yeah,
Timbuk. You never worked with Timbuk?
I can't imagine that.
I thought you did work with
Timbuk. Come on, man, let's do this.
I gotta make that happen.
Yeah, that's like to me is a no brainer right there.
I know. We mesh good in the studio. Mesh good, yeah. Because I caught some sessions with him. Actually, he sent me a song. We just never got a chance to do it. The debacle happened there. So.
Debacle, what word is that?
Debacle, the fuck up.
Yeah.
I call my joke. Yeah.
We just learned a new word, debacle.
Yeah. But it has to make some noise for debacle.
Yeah. That's like a football term, yeah. Oh, it's a debacle. He done fumbled that bitch, yeah. He fucking up.
That's what's up. So, you married or?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Nothing like
single,
that.
Single. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got a lot of baby mamas, though.
Oh, yeah? How many baby mamas you got?
Well, I just fold on through that.
Okay.
Just fold.
I got six kids, six and a possible kids.
I got six, too.
I got a possible, though. Yeah. I don't know if the nigga mine yet. We got to figure it out.
That's what blood tests are for. Yeah, DNA.
We got to figure it out. Maury. Yeah.
Nor. We're going to do a Nor. All your kids looking like, so we just got to.
It's one. We got to figure it out.
Is he blonde?
We got to figure it out, all right?
Yeah, you got to let somebody in your family look at him. They'll be able to tell you that.
No. We got to figure it out. Salute.
That fucking Tiger Bond. That's it.
Yeah. Now, this is a question we ask all our guests.
Okay.
Do you eat ass?
No, I plead no contest.
He
said with lemon pepper.
You're supposed to be looking at your wife like, baby, there's not one part of your body my mouth wouldn't touch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
He's a smart baby. Let's make some noise for him being smart, goddammit.
But I wouldn't ask. I ain't sitting there. I ain't sitting there by anybody the booth. He told me he got blamed.
Yeah, look,
I
ain't the ass either. Follow him on that.
Instagram. Dingleberries and all. He'll take it down.
Yeah. Dingleberries
and all. He'll take it down.
Wait, come over here. We can't hear you. You can use my mic.
You got to respect a man.
Oh, no, you can't.
He think the dingleberries like Rice Krispies.
Now you got to pluck the dingleberries.
That's passion.
Yo, but you have done that? You plucked the dingleberries out?
I mean, not on purpose. I would.
Not on purpose.
He'd just be like, damn, girl. What kind of toilet paper you use?
Now, Mr. Cool, you must have did crazy tours.
Right.
Oh, wait, Elliot Wilson trade?
Yeah. We're not going to pick him up no more. You must have did crazy tours. What's your most memorable tour moment?
No Limit. That was the biggest movement that I was a part of in my entire career. Well, besides my personal shake ass part, you know what I'm saying? But and that was the Seagram Gin tour was dope too. But I think the No Limit shit. The No Limit. You know, the moment before I got to the shake your ass. In Houston, man, it had like 5,000 people outside the motherfucking dome out there. Yeah.
Now would you say that when you worked with Pharrell that it took you from like just like a star
to the pop market. Superstar status.
Now describe that.
In other words, I went from, I guess, you couldn't call Master P anything other than A-list. So I went from like the A, urban A-list to the like pop A-list.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I've seen you
to the MTV, for real.
For a bunch of white kids, and they knew every word.
It's crazy.
They knew
did that whole Mark Ronson shit help out too?
That's a whole movement in itself.
That was big.
You know, that was just like small little, like mini prizes for, you know, for the shit that y'all was saying at first, man. I did it for all the right reasons. You know, I'm talking about that music came out there because I meant it. I was coming from a disposition of, you know what I'm saying, being considerate of how y'all was going to feel. I write that shit as a fan, too. Like, I'm listening to when I'm recording and I listen to that shit, I'd be a fan. I'd be jumping around like that's somebody else saying it, you know. Right. Like, when that
you
bitch
put yourself
be on,
in the fans. Of the yes. listener, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right. So I can, you know.
Now, how you feel about this new generation?
The same way I hope people felt about us. That's somebody, y'all, you gotta listen to this. Mm. You know, people told us that too. So we can't fuss nor because they told us the same shit. You know, you gotta.
Yeah.
Like people from my era, yeah, don't just fuss, compete. Fucking show them what it is. Show them. But I tell those artists, if y'all making money and that's securing your family, you know your fucking thing.
Right.
That's what it's about. But still, it's a craft and a, you know, artistry to this shit. You know, we got a lot of painters. We need a few more artists.
Now there's something called mumble rap out there. You heard about this?
Is that actually a legitimate term?
Yeah, that's actually a legitimate
mumble
term.
Rap? Mumble rap? That shouldn't even be.
That's what they're calling it.
Holy shit.
Right, like, what do you feel about that?
If it's working, shit, get you.
Yeah, exactly. Get your mumble on. Get your mumble on.
That's coming from a mumble. What the brand said, that's our rap, so that could be almost considered fucking mumbling.
Listen, we can hear you.
You're pretty clear, even when you say some crazy
shit. Listen, when the motherfucker can't hear me, they want to hear me. That's the difference.
The flow.
I don't know what
you
said, but I want to know, so I'm going to rewind that bitch and try to find out what you said. That's the difference.
That's what they said.
But the mumbles, like, they're not saying
that. In the 90s, we made rewind rap.
Yeah, you can rewind that bitch all you want, but it's the same thing.
There's no rewind rap right now.
You can just hear the same mumble.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I rewind Wiggy Wiggy all the time. Like when the beat kick in, Wiggy Wiggy. Oh, I got He talking about, hold up. So I stopped it. Hold up. He said, hold up. Fuck. Yeah. Wiggy Wiggy. Shit. You know, some of that shit jamming, man.
So you fuck with Future, you saying?
If it's jamming, it's jamming.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard a bad Drake song. I know.
You know, on
the radio, you know, he
jamming. Drake is a hell of a artist.
Still
got
to come to the concert, too. Yeah, come on to the concert. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
now, how you feel about, like, you speaking of Drake, how you feel about ghostwriting? Because the reason why I don't like ghostwriting is nobody can write for me.
We from that era.
Nigga can't write for Mystical, man.
How the fuck you going?
How you gonna do that?
You missed it. Watch, I need a pasta. I need somebody. You missed something.
Who gonna say light a candle right last Saturday in your channel? Niggas can't do that.
5 foot 11 dick crooked like a roach leaf. You wanna put that in there? You wanna go put that in there?
Yeah, you wanna go put that. But how you feel about ghostwriting?
If it pay the bills, you know, I ain't gonna have nothing to say about something that, you know, that can be working for somebody else,
because
it don't fit what I'm doing.
You just come across and you sound like you just look at everything positive in life.
That's good.
My father used to always say, look at what's good in a person first.
Right.
And I feel like that's how you
I'm
look 45, at life.
I'm 45, bro, because what ain't for me, man. For real. You know, what's for me is just minds and, you know what I'm talking about?
So now you leave Cash Money. What's Mystical's plan?
I gotta get it together. Like I said, at that point, I was a little disillusioned. I was a little discouraged. Like, shit, do they need me? Fuck.
Right.
I'm gonna go hang out my little uniform. Shit, I don't know.
Now you asked to be released?
It got to a point where too much time was being wasted.
And, nothing, you know, was coming
just,
out, right?
Yeah, I'm just stuck right here. I'm ready to go in. Yeah, I'm doing this part. I'm ready to finish the move.
And you went and you asked them and you said,
amicably, look, boom, bang, boom. Same thing with Buster.
Right.
We went over that at the same time. We left around the same time.
Yeah, it was easy to move.
It was with the union. Yeah, me and Buster was a union in itself. For real.
So you want to go back to a major? You want to keep it independent?
I just need the right machine behind me. It don't matter what it is.
So you saying major? Yeah.
No, he said
pretty much.
Oh yeah,
pretty much.
Because you might find a major indie.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I'm still going to be open to that, but of course the main goal would be like the biggest situation that you can get. You know, maximize.
You get a massive management company that acts
but
like
not
a
at,
label.
Not at all fucking cost though.
Right.
You heard?
Exactly. Right. Hey, 360. Yeah. You ain't with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, shit, I do that. I do it. That was my Cash Money shit. Well, I definitely was 360 with me. Motherfucking right.
What?
Yeah, that was the going. I had to come out here and get the going rate. Like, you know, I couldn't come out here acting like this musical motherfucker.
But you did get the check. Let's make some noise. You get the check.
I got the check. That would have felt like it was all about, you know, more than just the music. It helped me.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I get to that, man. Thank you, bro.
Exactly.
For real.
Man, good,
for
real. Good. That's respect right there.
Like that.
So, Because I think Empire. You ever heard of Empire? Empire. Mm-hmm.
Distribution. There.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the
series.
Digital distribution.
Digital distribution. Like they're great. They're a great team. So just because I know you got hits. I know you got hits.
At least
I know,
in the interim.
You see the platform that we stand on right here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Yeah. We only got like a million people who listen to us. Let's make some noise for the million people.
Champs are, man.
Yo, listen, Mystical, you still...
Just making a difference in my career, brother.
Nah, don't worry about it, man.
You're making a difference in ours, too.
Yeah, you family, man. You're our second New Orleans guest, and I love New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every time I went there, it was a dead body, though. I've never come to keep it real. Like, every time I went there, it was
a dead body and a party.
A dead body and a party. And I was like, God damn it.
Watch out, dead. Watch out.
And Mardi Gras. Can you describe Mardi Gras for
Mardi Gras was one of the things that made growing up in New Orleans spectacular.
Now, is Mardi Gras once a year?
It's once a year. Yeah.
Once a year. Okay, it's not described.
Once a year. It's a two week long event. Yeah, right. We're gonna have parades and all kind of gang shit gonna be assembled around this motherfucker.
What's the origin of Mardi Gras? Just so for us that don't know.
Oh Lord, it go way back.
I know French era back.
Yeah, I know it got spiritual connotations. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So yeah. It's
Caribbean,
it's
French, colonization, that far.
It's a celebration.
Right.
I'm talking about like Cinco de Mayo.
We're
celebrating.
Right,
we made it through some shit.
That was mad racist. Let's make some noise for that being racist.
Yeah.
I love
that. That's why gangsters get the drink.
And New Orleans,
get some pussy.
I'm
get some weed. I'm gonna tell them make it home out the battle. For real.
Listen. So, wow, that was real. Listen. So, y'all even like be marching at funerals? Like, what is that called?
That's the second line. Yeah, that's the.
It's called the second line.
I think the first
one. Did you do a video like that?
Yeah, but we did in Atlanta. Okay. Yeah, New Orleans. Man, what the fuck? That ain't no second line. It's a fucking circus, you know. And
now,
I understood
because
I didn't stay true exactly to you know, the script. I was just doing the video. I ain't had time to
budget
in the
line.
You still
mean?
Repped it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They missed the point. Anyway, it was good.
What that mean, the second line? That means?
The first line is, we're going to fuck it. We're putting the grounds over for you. So hard to say goodbye.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's coming back.
The regular funeral part. Right. You know, the crying part. Not a second.
Celebration of life.
Exactly. What you did, you know, the world ain't gonna be better.
And what
for
video
two
was that?
You was in it because you left it, you know.
Right.
So
what video was that?
That was a Bouncing Back. You ain't seen Bouncing Back.
That's a crazy.
That was after 9/11. That was my tribute to 9/11. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna shake back.
And
did people know that was a tribute to 9/11? Did people get it?
But the video was kind of like doing it. It was eclectic.
It was a dope, right?
And you saying New Orleans people was bad because you ain't keep it?
Because I didn't do the video in New Orleans. I went to Atlanta.
I thought you was in New Orleans. You had me fooled.
Exactly.
The vibe was there.
New Orleans niggas was like, stand up. They know.
Motherfuckers movies in Canada talking about New York.
Think about this. Etta James, I could sing my own songs. You know.
They know you was on Peace Street.
Song, Etta James felt like she could have sung her own. I could have sung my song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so they know you was on Peace Street. We thought you was in New Orleans.
Man, you had an opportunity to miss school. You from New Orleans. You supposed to do this in New Orleans. What you went to Atlanta for? I ain't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I just showed up. I read the itinerary and I went and done what I had to do and kept it moving. I'm busy, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how I did that.
The heart was there. The heart of it was there.
Twin, you still in every day. I just keep looking up. It's Twin taking some. God damn.
I feel like mad people keep taking some.
Hey. This is crazy. Now, you sponsored by Hennessy and Belvedere.
Okay.
You're
a cold flow. All right, let me do that. I got it.
All right, let's
get your drops. Let's go. It's the most professional, unprofessional.
Yeah, get it together.
We're dyslexic as well.
Yeah, you can say it on the mic. It's okay.
Won't y'all say it, bro, since y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Y'all on camera. You're going to have to go stand there.
You got to have a sellout.
What is that? What is that? Belvedere what?
All right. And Hennessy.
This is
where the camera is, bro. And Hennessy.
Look.
Belvedere Red. Oh, they got a John Legend bottle.
Damn.
God damn, Belvedere. Come spend some brandy with
me,
bro.
You need drink champs.
Come on.
Y'all want me to read that? Y'all want me to read that? Yeah, check it out.
We know how to do libraries.
Come on. Cut the
chorus.
What's that?
One for Belvedere, one for Hennessy.
Okay.
All right. So that bottle right there.
There we go.
So we're partnered with John Legend.
John Legend. Big up John Legend.
Somebody who knows what's going on. You want me to guess at it?
The Foundation for AIDS. So 50% of all proceeds of that bottle.
50% of all proceeds from the John Legend bottle go to the AIDS Foundation.
Right. Look at EFN being professional. Give me EFN a drink. paper. He gonna do it. He gonna do it.
Let me see. Let me see. Your handwriting better be right.
Shout out to the only part rag.
It's South Flow, right? You want just the bottom part?
The only that part that rag.
We are streaming the show on Tilted.
Tilted Globe.
Is that right?
Tilted Globe.com.
But there's kind of like an L there. But
and Rocket Mortgage. I'm sorry. I keep hearing your voice on Rocket Mortgage.
Yo, anyways, shout out to TiltedGlobe.com. They stream it. They're not streaming this. Y'all not streaming this one. Right. Y'all streaming the next one for sure.
Definitely.
The show tonight.
Shout out to Sidebar Raul.
Sidebar Raul. Thank y'all, man. So much, man. Man, this is how we do it, Mr. Cool. We don't look.
Me too.
We retarded.
This is very unprofessional here.
Yes. Exactly.
How we get
so,
down.
So listen, Mr. Cool, we have a war show that we're planning on January 2nd.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you some of the categories.
Okay.
And I want you to name a category for us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. One of the categories is Ass Eater of the Year. Look, he already stepped up to get his award. Ass Eater of the Year. Listen.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Listen.
You're disqualified.
Eddie the Ass Eater, you think you're going
to
win?
Here's your award.
I'm number one.
All right, listen.
Give back the award now.
Yeah. Ask me another year. Uh-huh. One, listen, I didn't clear this with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm just looking at Puff.
I just look at Puff,
and he looked like an ass eater. He looked like an ass eater.
I thought y'all talked about it.
It's okay.
I just lost money.
We got a great relationship with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
So
we're going to do Ass Eater of the Year. So far, we have Eddie the Ass Eater. Follow him on Instagram. We got Puff Daddy. We got Trick Daddy.
Okay.
We got Jack Thriller. Because Jack Thriller not only
what is it?
What's eats, his? Not only eats ass,
oh, he's ass,
but he likes his ass to be eaten.
Turn it off.
This is a fact.
Turn it off, guys.
So that's one category.
I changed my life. Yeah,
I'm going to name the cigarette category. We got the Cigarette Man of the Year. Cigarette Man of the Year is going between Joe Buttons, Mac Miller, Post Malone, Noriega.
You just adding people to this category.
I can get in that motherfucker.
Noriega.
Wait, what's the cigarette before I jump on?
A cigarette.
Whatever.
Right, just checking. Yeah.
And Jada Kiss, homeboy, Rose Witt, my nigga K. And that's one category.
Okay. Can I add my homeboy down with my homeboy that's my cousin's friend?
It depends on what kind you smoke, too.
Right? Yeah. Oh, you smoke cigarettes?
You're fucking right.
What kind of cigarette you smoke?
If there's ice out there,
I'm going to smoke a cigarette with motherfucking Mystical.
Oh,
you pulling out money, Mystical. No, chill out. You rich. Chill out. Put that back.
And you got a dress pants. Man, my clothes dirty. Don't do me that, bro. No, bro. Not by design. My clothes dirty, bro. I just took my socks off. I said, well, I'm going to try to do like, at least I'm in Miami. Fuck.
It's some real fly shit. He came. Your name looked like.
Chewing tobacco there? What is that?
Your name.
This is a soft pack.
Oh my God, that's the worst cigarette I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to smoke one with you. Listen.
We got to smoke
this. This is the jail cigarettes, Mr. Cool. We got to get you off of these. Oh my God. This is the real camel cigarette.
Make sure you light the side with the.
Yo,
with
you
the
don't even got a butt on your shit, Mr. Cole.
We gotta
speak to your management. We gotta change this. And by the way, Camel, we don't have a sponsor.
That's right.
So me and Mr. Cool both smoke Camel. I smoke Camel Crush.
That's right.
And Mr. Cool smokes Camel.
And young people don't smoke. How about that one?
No filter.
Listen, by the way, for our award show, all we want is foul sponsors: Ciroc, EFN. FN, excuse me. Ciroc, FN, Camel.
We never got an FN change.
Good
Camel.
Too. Fuck that shit.
Yo, 56, send our FN change.
Yeah, that shit is delicious, bro, for real. That shit's strong, too.
I can't believe I'm smoking. Yo, this is the cowboy shit.
Marlboro's the cowboy shit.
This is the cowboy shit, Mr. Cool.
This is like the gangster shit.
Y'all smoke this in New Orleans?
Let me find out you smoking with John Wayne.
Smoking for the low light.
We just start smoking Camel, because these are the real Camel.
Upon going to jail. I never smoked tobacco.
These are jail cigarettes.
It smells like shit, guys.
I'm sorry.
Secondhand smoke is pretty bad. Let's do a toast. Did y'all just cheers to the cigarettes? Can you light it the wrong way? I think I lit it the wrong way. That's horrible, man. That's actually the right way. Listen, kids, don't smoke. Mr. Cool just gave me a cigarette.
You can't light it the wrong way. Let's make some noise for that.
No noise for that. This is terribly good.
Exactly. Before you hit, I said, Mission.
It actually smells all right. I'm not really saying that out loud.
With the words. Where the word Campbell at. But sometimes I smoke it like that, too. I flip that. Fuck all that. I'm smoking that bitch like that.
Well, so you smoke it a different way. Break that down again. I'm sorry.
Normally, you light the side with where the camel was written at. Mm. Yeah, burn that part off, yeah.
Camel got to cut us a check, goddammit. Hey. World up. I'll get a camel crush chain.
Yeah, I'm going to stop, though.
In a minute. How long you been smoking, Mystical?
2004.
Damn, I've been smoking since like...
So you started smoking late in your life?
I went to jail. If that don't kickstart your fucking chain,
oh, so you have to smoke in New Orleans? In jail?
In certain capacities. Mm. Not if you're on in the disciplinary part. Like if you're in the, you know, the live population, yeah, you get up there. Yeah.
And you ain't getting in trouble in jail.
Fuck no.
Nah, besides, niggas ain't fucking with Mystical.
Nah, besides...
Because you're going to be like, I'm the man by 10! Niggas going to be like, stop that.
Not that kind
just
of
stop
trouble.
It all.
No. Right. That probably did help, but, you know, because I was just, you know, cool. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you fuck with me, you just down bad.
Ain't nobody even tried nothing.
I have to.
Right. Nigga smoking a camel. This is a real camel, goddamn it.
It smells like camel. Originally it smelled good, but now it smells like mierda.
Now, you still roll.
Weed always smell better than tobacco.
Yo, yesterday
you know
I seen you rolling with your crew, and you reminded me of the Mystical from back then. Like, ain't nothing really changed with you.
Because I'm still me, bro. I think that's the thing. Right. I think that's the thing I'm most proud of. I stayed myself through it fucking out.
Right.
I'm talking about, that's one way to know if that's you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, to tread the kind of shit out and tread it. Yeah,
like when I seen you yesterday, I stood there. I was trying to be sneaky and shit, just watch you and shit, because I'm trying to get things for the interview. And I'm like, damn, it's the same nigga I seen back then. You the same exact
nigga. Ask him what the first thing I did when I saw him. You said you came to New Orleans after you did your thing like that. You know what I'm talking about?
That's listen.
Put the flip on that bitch.
I can't lie. I couldn't believe there's mad Latinos in New Orleans. I didn't know. Because, you know, I go to the wards and the projects.
It's a melting pot,
you don't see them there.
Yeah,
but
it's a melting pot. Yeah, we got downtown, the French Quarter. You know, that draws the world, man.
Right.
French Quarter draws the fucking world. Mardi Gras, it draws the world.
Now, French Quarter, that is where the Mardi Gras is. Yeah.
Well, that's like our little tourist area.
Right.
Yeah, the French Quarter.
So what's the last Mardi Gras you went to?
It's not far from the hood at all.
No, it's right around the corner.
I try to go to them if, you know, most of the times I'm working doing some kind of capacity around it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's real festive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. So now,
like when I first came home, the first morning I was at the parade rapping at the concert, you know what I'm talking about? Under the bridge, it was like.
Now, let's break it down for our stupid fans. We got a lot of stupid fans.
No, we don't.
They hate when I say that. They hate when I say that, but let's just be clear.
I hate when you say that.
If I'm stupid, they stupid too because they listening to me.
He's saying unexperienced. That's all.
If I'm stupid, they stupid because they listening to me. All right.
You're not stupid, brother.
So. The beads. Uh-huh. Let's break down the beads thing. Like, what age was you when you realized you could throw beads to a person and
fight that dust?
Early. And getting doubloons, they throwing doubloons, that's like a little coin. It's bigger than a quarter kind of shit, little light aluminum-made shit. You pick it, you can have a fucking Popeye. You went Popeye's chicken, you went some food with this bitch. You know, I'm a little fucking kid, so shit like that, man, you know.
It's like the original Pokemon.
Yeah, I could really win some fucking food from this doubloon, you know. Right. Catching bees and shit, it was like festive. That shit meant something to us, man. You know, we were just kids.
And still to this day,
exciting.
You could throw bees to a white girl and she's gonna show titties. Black girls don't do that, though, right?
I'm sure they do.
They do?
Fucking right.
Come on, you gotta know.
Come on, man. Listen, bro. When you're in the spirit,
it's white girls.
Spirit.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah, that's what started. That's probably was the bravest at first. You know, come on out with them motherfuckers.
Because it's white people. It's a majority of white people that come. They want to show their tits.
Right. Fucking right.
Yeah, because Whip Out Wednesdays.
What they call it?
Come on, man. No. Whip Out Wednesdays. That's some white shit. You gotta love the white bitches that show their tits. Black women got too much pride for that. But it's like 10%. 10%, they don't give a fuck.
They're getting the spirit and say, fuck it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get loose.
Let's pick up them Fat Tuesdays. Let's pick up them white Nubian queens as well. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let's pick them up.
They use it as an excuse.
Spanish women ain't doing that. Let's say on South Beach. And then it's different. And then we could allow them to do that as well.
Yes.
But now Mystical, right?
Oh, I'm coming back. Yeah, y'all some beautiful women out here, bro.
In Miami.
Yes.
I love my city.
Look at EFN.
One lady came walking up so fine, said, "Man, you look like a superhero."
Twin, you ain't give me a dirty, right? This ain't a dirty, right?
You got mad coat that shit.
Oh Lord,
don't slide me a dirty, twin.
Yeah, smell that.
I smell like that dirty boat.
I know I've been flipping on you lately, but you my nigga. Come on, I got you. Don't give me a dirty. dirty.
Yeah, yeah, bitch.
You know what a dirty is?
Yeah, yeah, I ain't gonna know. I ain't gonna know what it is. I ain't gonna even know.
You know what a dirty is?
I'm coming from New Orleans, bro. Yeah. Yeah,
what did y'all smoke? Y'all was on PCP for a long time, right?
I think that was Houston. That was Houston, yeah, kind of like.
So what y'all was smoking in the
game? Yeah, I know we did Click'ems.
Y'all crazy as a motherfucker in New Orleans.
They did Click'ems. They did.
What Click'ems?
Formaldehyde, yeah. And Bomber.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, that's PCP. What did y'all do? Y'all dip the weed in it?
They put that bitch in the freezer. Yeah, that don't sound right. That don't sound right.
That's for dead people to start with.
Let's take one more shot, Tiger Ball. Yeah, let's even it out.
Yeah. Well, three shots.
Nah, it's three. Three is my lucky number.
We ain't drinking to that, though. Fuck.
Yeah,
I ain't drinking to death juice.
What's the wildest drug?
No.
What's the wildest drug you did, Mystical?
Not that one.
I did Molly. I did Molly.
Like, I think that.
I did Molly juice.
I still like Molly.
The most fucked up one I did was the Mojo bitch.
Molly juice is the worst.
Like, I ain't got a bad Molly story. I'm gonna keep
Mojo.
It 100.
Yeah, yeah.
I will go back.
Yeah, nah.
Go like.
Yeah, Mojo was the worst one I ever tried.
You pour it then.
What's that?
They fucked up.
I take that dirt with that Mojo in the dip, though.
That's not the way you pour a shot. No. Give me that. You're going to kill yourself. This is what happened to you last episode.
Man.
Are we good? So I'm good then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. I thought you was going to pour more.
Yeah, you pour too much. That's why you fucked up last episode. Let me tell you something.
People said I was great the last episode.
No, you're always great. You're always great, brother.
Let me see, hold on.
But you were extra great.
I was extra great last episode.
Last episode, I can eye to eye.
Dang,
eye to
eye.
But y'all see
y'all. Eye to eye is the fucking
look at the engineer. Look, that's how you know we a fucked up show. That's how you know we a fucked up show. Nigga, the engineer taking a shot with us. God damn.
Big chance, baby.
Dad. Oh, my God. I feel like I just.
How that camel work? Nice.
That soy sauce is rotten, man.
It's harsh. It's harsh.
Because it's for harsh times.
How much time we got in?
Woo.
How much time
they got to do this.
All right, so listen, Mystical.
Man, we don't
got to. Because they're trying to rush us out of here.
Yeah,
you got to say to the people? We got a million people listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to say to these people right now?
First and foremost, always the first thing out of my mouth. Thank you, man. You know, they still support me, man. I left them people a long time, bro.
Right. Yes,
and I came back. They still was as enthusiastic as they were.
What's the future? Like, what are you working on now? Like, what can
this? This is what I tell my fans, because they, you know, every day they see me, man. When you gonna drop it? When you gonna drop it? When you gonna drop it? Soon as they act right, and soon as the right situation, you know, I'm working on. Trust me, I'm working.
But your fans are missing you. They need.
I got them.
They need a Mystical record right now. We need to give them something now.
I got them.
Now, me and you both come from the old school. Uh-huh. Is it you thinking about doing a mixtape just to give the fans?
I got, even though, you know, we don't come from the mixtape era.
Yeah, I don't like that mixtape shit.
But, I mean, you know.
I want to sell records.
I know the artist.
Yeah, if you have an artist, go ahead. Just keep it going.
We got to be open-minded, Nori. That's it, you know.
So
don't be too critical. Yeah, we can't be too fucking critical.
But I would love to get a Mystical mixtape right now as a fan.
Right.
Because we miss you out there, man.
I'm gonna do something. I got some things working, man. I got it, you know, mapped out how I want to do it. I'm gonna do one mixtape, and it's gonna just be like features, but it will be some new Mystical fresh shit off some fresh shit, you know.
Because you know, we never really blow up our guests, but today you were so special. So I sent out that fans, and I sent a tweet, and I said Mystical questions. And the fans is like, where the fuck he been?
Right, working,
like,
man.
Me and you, working. I understand the business part of it. You got to go out there and do your shows. But the fans don't understand why they don't have a Mystical album right now. So you have to talk directly to your fans, please.
Man, I've been.
You got six children?
I
got six,
dad,
too, and Impossible.
Been dad,
go ahead, continue.
That's a full time.
Go ahead,
continue.
I've been being dad and, you know, holding down the fort, bro.
Right.
You know, we've been through some calamity, bro. Yeah, trouble times.
Use big words.
I'm sorry, troubled times.
Is there more runs in records?
Huh?
Mark Ronson.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I claim that. Yes, so I say yes.
Yeah. And how about Pharrell?
Fucking right. I think he early in the schedule.
We need a Mystical album.
Just got to mesh in. It got to be a matter of us getting in there and go knock it out.
Right.
Because that is
we put it all in the ether right now.
Right.
Just drink.
Well, we need you,
man. I got
on a mixtape. We need you. I'm going to make sure we get numbers as well. Mm-hmm. We need you, Mystical, and a mixtape, because you know why? The fans, sincerely, from the bottom of their heart, they miss you.
Mm-hmm.
They want you. And, you know, most importantly, They need you, bro.
Oh, I got them. I got them.
They need you, bro. And I ain't going to ask you no funny questions like these other people
ask. Ain't no funny questions.
Nah, man. Listen, man. Yo, man, thank you so much for coming and being a part of this. Let me big up to Sidebar, Raul. We sorry that we came over time, but Mystical came late. Mystical came late. Because you got to keep it tradition in New Orleans.
Thank you, bro.
You got to keep it. Nah, you ain't got to thank us because, listen, come back anytime you want. When you got your single ready, why would you go to these radio stations and where you got your own, you got the rapper and the DJ right here with the modern day Eric B and Rakim. We got a million people listening to us and we want to support the artists and put the artists in position
for
them to do it. And if you own the record 100% totally, we can play it on a podcast. If you don't, if you go to a major, we can't play it because we're with CBS. Let's make some noise for us being with CBS out there. But Mystical, you are welcome here.
Thank you, bro.
Any motherfucking time. We thank you for your time. Mm. We thank you for being a real dude. We thank you for being a legend.
And thank you for
everything
you've
done. Holding down New Orleans. We thank you for holding down hip hop. And we thank you for maintaining who the hell you are.
Thank
and
you,
Drink
bro.
Champs, we love you over here. Thank Let's you, make bro. Some noise. Hey, come One love, baby. Hey,
listen. Fuck being cool. Be yourself, nigga. Fuck being cool. Yeah.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up 1 second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You could check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at drinkchamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my Coming Home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.